Nearly 200 children were locked in police station cells in Western Australia's Kimberley over the past 3 years. Most of those children were Indigenous and were in the lockup before being transferred to juvenile detention in Perth. Amnesty International says the practice of locking up 10 to 17-year-olds is a key human rights issue. Caitlin Gribben reports from Western Australia's Kimberley.
In the remote West Australian town of Kununurra, seeing children out at night is the norm.
They just prowl the street, you know, walking around, going teasing old men, breaking windows when I'm breaking shops and breaking house, all that stuff, you know.
That criminal activity gets many children into trouble.
They go in the cell for acting stupid and mad around these streets, you know. Kununurra, they bad, you know, selling smokes around these towns.
So some kids end up in the cell, do they?
Yeah, you know, they end up in the station, locked up in the bars and padlocks and all them stuff.
They cried. I was sitting there watching them cry. They make me sad.
According to documents obtained through Freedom of Information, 197 children were transferred from custody in either Kununurra or Broome to detention in Perth in the past 3 years. While they were waiting to be transferred, the children were held in police cells, sometimes for 2 days.
We do our time. We go lock up. We go jail.
Have you been to the lock up before?
Yes, I've been in the lock up before.
The police have their hands tied. If a child from the Kimberley is sentenced by a magistrate to detention in Perth and remanded in custody, the only place they can be held while waiting for that transfer is the police lockup. Tammy Solonek from Amnesty International Australia says that has to change.
We think that this is a key human rights issue. Police lockups are made for adults. They're not made for children. They're not suitable places to hold children.
For some children, like this 12-year-old, being in the police cell wasn't too bad.
It was nice and comfy and cold, and I was doing colouring stuff.
Western Australia's Child Protection Minister is Helen Morton.
These children are there for very short periods of time with special arrangements put in place for their protection and safety. It is not ideal, but it is a last resort solution when you're dealing with very small numbers of children in very remote locations.
But according to this 12-year-old boy, the problem isn't going away anytime soon.
I see demon in their body. I can just feel it inside my guts. I can just know, look, their parents don't control them. That's how they end up in lockup.
That's a child from Kununurra ending Caitlin Gribben's report.